The Art of Doing Nothing, A Permission Slip to Rest, Part 1. You are already tired. Close your eyes. Put your hand on your chest. Feel the warmth of your own hand resting there. Now I want you to take a deep breath. A slow one. Let your chest rise and let it fall. When was the last time you gave yourself permission to simply breathe? Not to prepare for something, not to calm down so that you can get back to work, just to breathe because you're alive and that is enough. Let that question sit with you for a moment. No rush, no answer needed. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You have been running for so long that exhaustion has become your normal. You don't even notice it anymore. It's like a low hum, la la la, that you stop hearing. You've been told your whole life that your worth is measured by your output, that you're valuable because of what you do. The rest is something you have to earn. But darling, here is the truth. You can't see it because you're still in it. You're already tired. You have been tired for years, and you don't need to earn the right to rest. You need to give yourself permission to stop. Remember the story of the turtle and the hare? The hare was fast, flashy. Everyone cheered for him. He sprinted ahead while the turtle creeped slowly behind. The hare, of course, burned out. He got tired. He took a nap, not because he was in a line, but because he was exhausted from showing off. Instead, the turtle never stopped. Not because he was fast, but because he was steady. He didn't sprint. He didn't force. He just kept moving slowly, slowly, peacefully, and unbothered. The hare lost. The turtle won. You're not the hare. You're not meant to sprint through life. You're meant to move at the pace that allows you to actually live. If you feel guilty when you rest, you've been taught that your worth is tied to your productivity, and that's very harmful. And if you feel anxious when you stop, your nervous system is locked in survival mode, and that is exhausting. If you feel like you're forgetting something, you are forgetting yourself, my darling. If you feel like you don't deserve rest, that voice is not yours. It belongs to someone who taught you to perform. If you feel like you fall behind, if you pause, you're already behind on yourself. You're leaving yourself behind in the name of performance. The hare was faster. But the turtle was inevitable. You don't have to be fast. You just have to be kind to yourself. You just have to be kind to yourself.
Part 2. You're not lazy, but you are exhausted. So go ahead and close your eyes again. Put your hand on your chest and think about the word lazy. And just let it sit in your body. Where do you feel it? Is it in your heart, your chest, your mind, your throat? Notice the weight of it. The shame that comes with that adjective, the word lazy, the guilt. Now go ahead and ask yourself, who gave me this word? Who taught me that I'm not doing enough? Let the face appear. Let the voice surface. And just notice. No judgment. Just notice. Now, without judgment, ask yourself, was I really lazy or was I just tired? Was I broken or was I asking for rest that was never given? Breathe. Let the answer come or not, but just breathe. I know you think you're lazy. I know that word has followed you around like a shadow your whole life.
Maybe your parents said it. Maybe a teacher. Maybe a partner. Maybe you said it to yourself every single day.
And I need to tell you something, and I need you to really hear it. You're not lazy. You're exhausted. And there is a difference. Here is what lazy means, actually. It means not wanting to do anything because your body is conserving energy, because it's running on empty. Procrastinating is your nervous system overwhelmed. Avoiding tasks is avoiding the way of expectations that feel impossible to meet. Scrolling instead of working is trying to give your brain a break. Sleeping too much is your body forcing you to stop because your mind won't let you. You didn't fail because you weren't trying hard enough. You failed because the system demanded more than you could give, and your body finally said,
when you notice the lazy word creeping in, pause and say, there it is again. Then name it. That's not my voice. That's the voice of someone who never let me rest, that will wake me up early in the mornings. You can also negotiate. I hear you, but I'm stopping now. I'm not lazy. I'm just tired. And that is allowed. I'm allowed to be tired. Then exhale and imagine the guilt leaving your body. Then gently bring your attention back to your breath, to your chest, to the warmth of your own hand. Lazy is what they call you when they didn't understand your exhaustion. But you're not lazy, my darling. You're a person who has been running on empty for far too long. When they say, I am so lazy, you say, I'm tired. And that is a signal, not a failure. When they say, why can't I just do it? You say, because I need to rest. And that is allowed. When they say everyone else is doing more, you say everyone else is not me. Their pace is not my pace. And when they say I should be farther ahead, you say I'm exactly where I need to be and I am enough. And when we refer to they, we mean the voices in your head that keep telling you that you're lazy, that you're a failure because you're not doing enough, that you cannot take a break. It doesn't necessarily come from a voice outside of the self. Sometimes it does. So the hare called the turtle lazy, and he said, you're so slow, why don't you try harder? The turtle didn't respond. He just kept walking slowly, steady, and unbothered. The hare's words didn't change the turtle's pace. The turtle knew something the hare didn't. Survival is not a race. It is a rhythm. You are not lazy. You're learning your own rhythm. And that takes time.
Part 3. What happens when you finally give yourself permission? Close your eyes, take a breath, a soft one. Imagine yourself 6 months from now. You have been practicing doing nothing for just a few minutes every day. What has changed? Your energy, your mood, your relationships, your peace, your health. Don't force the vision, just let it appear. And I want you to also notice how you feel in this future. Lighter, softer, more free. Now imagine staying exactly as you are. No rest, no permission, just more forcing. Where would you be in 6 months? Breathe.
open your eyes when you are ready. I know you're afraid that if you stop, everything will fall apart. But I need you to hear this. It's already falling apart because you are falling apart. Your body is falling apart. Your peace is falling apart. Your relationships are falling apart because you're exhausted. But you're so used to the way that you stop noticing and you just carry on like this in this insane rabbit hole. The collapse is not a sign that you're failing. It's a sign that you can't carry this anymore. And this can come in the form of some sickness, depression, anxiety. The only way out is to stop, to put it down, breathe, and let yourself fall apart so that you can come back together differently. The result of doing nothing are not nothing. They are everything. If you think everything will fall apart, what actually happens is everything that was already falling apart is finally allowing to rest. If you think you fall behind, you stop moving long enough to see which direction you're actually going. If you think you'll be seen as lazy, you stop caring what people who don't rest think of you. If you think you'll be seen as lazy, you stop caring what people who don't rest think of you. I'm going to repeat this. This is very important because so many of us care about what people, how people see us. If you think you'll be seen as lazy, you stop caring what people who don't rest think of you. If you think you lose motivation, you discover the motivation was never your problem. Exhaustion was. If you think you lose your edge, you gain something far more valuable. You gain yourself. I want to invite you to try this for 7 days. This is not a challenge, it's a gift. Challenge yourself. Day one, 5 minutes of doing nothing. Just sit, breathe, no pressure, no phone, no TV. Just sit there doing nothing. Day two, 10 minutes. Maybe light a candle, watch it, and let your mind wander. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Day three, 10 minutes again. But this time you're going to lay down, put your hand on your heart, and feel it beat. Day four, we move up to 15 minutes. Step outside, look at the sky. Don't name it, just observe it. Day five, 15 minutes. Do one thing slowly, a drink, a stretch, a walk, no rush. Just being. Day six, we're gonna do 20 minutes. I want you to rest with intention. Soft eyes, soft breath, soft heart. Day seven, 30 minutes. And I want you to be so proud of yourself for getting to here. Do nothing, no rules, no goals. Just be with yourself. Now say this to yourself, softly, like a friend would. I am not the hare. I never was. I am the turtle, steady, slow, enough. Rest is not my enemy. Rest is my teacher. I release the guilt. I release the rush. I release the lie that I have to earn the right to be. I am worthy because I exist, not because I produce. I rest, I receive, I become, and I am already enough. The finish line is not for the fastest. It's for the ones who finally stop running and let themselves arrive. Wow. Boom. Mic drop. Aloha, dreamer. You're not the hare. You never were. You are the turtle. Steady, slow, enough. Rest is not your enemy. Rest is your return. Return to yourself. The world will not end if you stop. It will finally begin for you. Now close your eyes, breathe, and let yourself come home. The turtle wins, and so do you. Bravo. Give yourself a hug for taking this class. Happy day.